Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is movement on new gun control legislation. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin was speaking with us on Wednesday when she had to sign off for a House vote. The result of that vote, the House passed the first major gun control bill considered by Congress in nearly 25 years. It requires federal background checks for all firearm sales and transfers. With that backdrop comes a gun safety bill introduced Wednesday in Lansing. One of the co-sponsors is State Representative Robert Wittenberg. He's a Democrat from Huntington Woods. Representative, what would this legislation do?
So this is what's called, in some states they refer to it as red flag legislation. We refer to it as the extreme risk protection order. And so what it does is if there's a person that is a threat, an immediate threat to themselves or to other people, that we have some mechanism to be able to temporarily seize their weapons and prohibit them from buying new weapons. And it has due process built in, so a family member or law enforcement could petition a judge, and they have to present evidence, and then the judge will grant that order. It's in law in 11 different states, and we've been working on this. I'm in my third term, and this is something I've been pushing for since I first got here. And we think this would be a really important tool in the hands of family members and law enforcement to try to prevent these tragedies from happening.
Now, I know that you introduced a similar so-called red flag bill in the last session. And as you kind of touched on, there were some concerns expressed over the due process rights for gun owners. And there were also concerns among some in law enforcement that this could put officers in harm's way when they're sent out to confiscate someone's firearm. So tell us, break down for us what's changed.
So I'll answer that second point first, as far as putting them in harm's way. This is on the books in now 11 other states, but even at the time, there were four or five states that had it on the books, and there were a couple states that had it on the books for years, Connecticut and Indiana, for I think it was like 11, 12, 13 years, something like that. And that's just never been the case, right? Whenever they've served these orders, there's just no history of that ever happening. There was never an incident like that. And so what changed this time, we did a lot of the same things. It's the same mechanism. But what we did is we made sure that we weren't too broad on who could initiate the order. Before we had it, so it was a little more open, but we wanted to be a little more specific as to who could initiate the order. And so that's why it's specifically law enforcement or a family member.
And just to let everyone know that we're talking about House Bills 4283 through 4285, if you want to track them down and read them for yourself. And here's the politics. Do you have any Republican colleagues on board?
We don't have any Republican colleagues that co-sponsored this legislation, but I can tell you I've had many conversations with Republicans who said, we love the work you're doing, please keep it up, and if it gets to them to vote, they would be supportive. And so that's something I like to hear, and this is something I don't think it should be partisan. Like I said, it's on the books in 11 other states. A lot of those are Republican-leaning states, if you will. You even have Republican federal legislators who are working on this. Marco Rubio has been working on this at the federal level, worked on it last term, reintroduced it this session. Even here in our state, Congressman Upton introduced this bill, actually worked with Congresswoman Dingell, on this legislation. So I don't think this should be a partisan issue. Again, there is due process. What we are trying to do is prevent these tragedies from happening. And just real quick, I wanted to mention, because part of this is, these mass shootings are tragic and they're horrible when they happen. But when we're talking about gun violence and gun deaths, over two-thirds are suicide. And so this is, we think, a great mechanism to try to prevent suicide. And there are, from other states, they've done studies in Connecticut over a 13-year period or roughly 13-year period that for every 10 to 20 orders that were initiated, they saved a person's life from suicide. So that's the kind of stuff we want to be doing. We want to be preventive. We want to be proactive. We don't want to be reactive. Unfortunately, a lot of these passed after Parkland, after what happened out at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. People said, well, what should we be doing? Well, we've been doing that here in Michigan. We've been trying to get this implemented, since I first got here into the legislature. And I started, I'm a co-chair and the co-founder of the Legislative Gun Violence Prevention Caucus. So there are a lot of things that we're working on that are sensible, that do not take away someone's Second Amendment right, but we want to make sure that we have policy in place to try to prevent these things from happening.
You know, as you take the temperature of your House colleagues, particularly from the Republican side, what are some hang-ups you're hearing? What are concerns they have?
Well, you know, the original concern is due process, but there, you can't have any more due process than actually having a judge grant it. So I can always push back on that. And then, you know, there's some that just it's their philosophical position that they just don't want guns taken from anybody. But we know that's just not the case, right? We know currently there are people who are prohibited from having weapons. If you are a felon, if you've been adjudicated as mentally ill, so we know there are people that can have weapons. Even in the Heller decision, right, from Justice Antonin Scalia, one of our most conservative Supreme Court justices, said there can be restrictions on the Second Amendment, just like there are on all amendments. So we know that that can be the case. Now we're just figuring out where we draw the line. And it's temporary. It's not indefinite. It's temporary. It's with due process. We think this is the tool, and so do other states, and that's why other states have implemented this legislation.
House Speaker Lee Chatfield is a strong gun rights supporter. What do you think it'll take to get him to put these bills up for a vote?
Well, Speaker Chatfield and I came in together. We actually really have a good relationship, and this is one of the issues we have a lot of conversations on. We have really good dialogue on this. I don't know that answer, but I look forward to having that conversation. I think to be able to point to other states and say, this has not been partisan. You have Republicans and Democrats working on this, and this is a sensible solution to try to prevent these tragedies from happening, and we'll continue that dialogue. And so I think we don't want here in Michigan to be reactive. We don't want a tragedy to happen and where we say, oh, you know what, we should have done something. And you know, it's happening every day, though, when we talk about suicide and other things. So the longer we wait, unfortunately, more bad things are going to happen. So this is something that we really need to push forward as soon as possible.
State Representative Robert Wittenberg, Democrat from Huntington Woods. Thanks for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks, Cynthia. Talk to you soon.